This is part two in a two-message series from Psalm 37. Last week, I preached on Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This morning, I'd like to look at verse 5, the very next verse, which says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Once again, the verse that we're examining has an imperative, a command. Actually, it has two of them for you and me. And then it is followed by action on God's part. You and I are told to commit and to trust. Commit what is a natural question. And the Bible says, commit your way. The word way is one of the first Hebrew words I learned in learning the biblical language of the Old Testament. It's a common word, and it can be translated road or way. It's pronounced Derek, like the proper name that sometimes a man will have. While it could refer to walking along a path somewhere, it's often used to refer to a person's actions or behavior. For instance, the way of the wicked, the way of the righteous, the way of the Lord, all represent a course of action, a way of life. And so you and I are to commit our way of life, our activities, to the Lord. How exactly do we commit our way to God? Is it a prayer that we say? Is it a one-time decision that we make? Is it a public act, such as going forward in a meeting to dedicate your life to the Lord Jesus? While there's nothing wrong with a formal dedication or praying a prayer of commitment to the Lord, you might be interested to know that the Hebrew root that is translated commit in this verse comes from a base that has the idea of to roll, R-O-L-L. So David urges us, really he commands us, to roll the satchel that contains our life and our future onto the Lord. In much the same way as you, like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, watch the burden of sin roll off your shoulders at the cross, we're instructed to roll the concern of our lives and the direction that we take on to the Lord. And he is more than capable of bearing it. The Apostle Peter expresses a similar thought in 1 Peter chapter 5 when he writes, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It is not a sign of weakness to toss your troubles over to God. It is wise and it is biblical. So, what keeps Christians from doing this? I would say fear, concern about the unknown. Questions like this, they pop into our mind. What if I don't like what God wants to do? See, when you roll something off your own shoulders, you are giving up a sense of control. Not too many of us do well yielding control. And so that is what the next command is designed to help you to overcome. Trust also in him. Trust is a word that we use a lot, sometimes without realizing what it means. The trust here is a Hebrew word that's full of the meaning firm, secure, and solid. It's a verb that is telling us to be confident in the Lord. You're able to roll your concerns into the Lord's hands because you are certain that you are safe and sound there. So how does this translate into real life? Well, let's take a few examples. Some of these may be easier for you to relate to than others, but I think that they are all worthy examples. Number one, you are looking for a job. You have prayed to the Lord for a job. Originally, you told the person who was in charge of hiring that you aren't available to work on Sundays because it is the Lord's Day. You get a call that they want you for the job, but you would need to work on Sundays. What do you do? You could tell yourself, well, I tried, but if I'm going to get a job and feed my family, I'm going to have to bend a little. So you agree to work on Sundays, and you take the job. Or you could say, I'm going to roll this whole matter onto the Lord's shoulders, and I'm going to trust him to work things out. You respond to the person on the other end of the phone that you're happy to hear that they would like to hire you. But one of your non-negotiable conditions was that you wouldn't be available on Sundays. And you wait on the Lord to work out the details, whether with this job or another one, which doesn't make you work on the Lord's day. It's a matter of taking a chance, but you are resting in God's providential care. Second example, someone faces a question on a matter of education. It could be higher education after high school, it could be high school, or it could be the earlier grades. And this is a situation that many families today are dealing with because of the uncertainty regarding this September and the whole educational system. And so you pray and you ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance. But are you truly willing to commit your way to the Lord and roll the decision over to him? If God wants your children to be at home instead of in school, being indoctrinated in the latest LGBT anti-family material coming out of Trenton, can you trust him to meet the needs of your particular situation? Perhaps you have questions as to whether you're capable of teaching your children, or perhaps you have reservations, really don't think that that's the best situation for you. Are you willing to roll it over to the Lord? By the way, I've never said that everyone has to homeschool. I just think that every parent ought to consider it among their options rather than ruling it out for various reasons that I don't want to go into right now. But see, you ask God for the grace to deal with the situation that comes to pass. And that's the final part of the verse. In the King James of Psalm 37:5, the final portion says, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Other versions translate it, he will do it. Nice and simple. And the Hebrew really is that simple. He will do it. If you and I are following the Lord in an area that is what he wants us to do, then he's going to get the job done, whatever it takes. And so this morning, whether it's a job, whether it's schooling, or whether it's some other area, finances. Can you roll your finances onto the Lord? Can you trust the Lord with the money that you make? The Bible tells you to do so. What do you do when you get bad news? Maybe bad medical news. Are you able to trust the Lord at such a time as that? If you're having difficulty in a relationship with someone, can you trust the Lord regarding that. He says to do so. He says to commit your way, to roll that over to him. Are you worried about the future? It's very interesting how easy it is for people to worry. And I have found that one of the most humorous ways in which people worry is that sometimes people will tell me, you know, things are going too well. I'm worried about that. When the Lord has been good to you at a time like that, rather than getting anxious about, is it going to end soon? Am I due for something to happen in my life? Commit your way to the Lord. Roll the burdens, and even the lack of burdens, but the fact that you think that must mean that a burden is coming right around the corner, roll that to the Lord. Stand firm, solid, knowing that you can trust him. What happens when an unexpected change all of a sudden comes down the pike, such as the thing that our fictitious person was worried was going to come because they knew that things were going too well, anyhow, that they were due for a problem. When an unexpected change comes on your plate, this is when you claim this promise that God has told you not to fret because of the evildoers, not to worry, not to be envious, not to look around and somehow think that there are all these problems in the world. The Bible says that in spite of whatever is going on in the world, we're to trust the Lord, we're to do good, we're to dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. We're to delight ourselves in the Lord. But verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. That is, roll the burden to the Lord. Trust also in him. Stand firm, knowing that security comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from something else. It doesn't come from good news from the media, doesn't come from the political situation around the world or in Washington, D.C. It doesn't come from prosperity. This is not where our security and our good news come from. Our security comes from trusting the Lord. And as far as taking care of your life and mine, the Bible says that God wants us to rely wholeheartedly on him and that he is able to take care of you and me. He is able to take care of every single thing that you or I face. Only God could do that. He's more than able to take care of you. Jesus said that he knows the number of each of the hairs of your head. And God has said that he will do what he will do. He has promised that he's going to take care of the concerns that you and I face. So, as you head into the rest of August, and as the uncertainty of the fall months continues to loom ahead, whether it's regarding education, whether it's regarding the election, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. And who's going to do it? It's not going to be your positive thinking. It's not going to be my resolve. It's going to be the Lord, who is faithful to keep his promises, who has a plan for your life and for mine, and he says he will do it.